今天我们的信息将只集中在其中的一节圣经上。
The Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇。
The heavens are telling the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hands.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。
There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard.
无言无语，也无声音可听。
Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their utterances to the end of the world. In them he has placed a tent for the sun.
他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。神在其间为太阳安设帐幕。
Which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, it rejoices at the strong man to run his course.
太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔路。
Its rising is from one end of the heavens and its circuit to the other end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat.
它从天这边出来，绕到天那边，没有一物被隐藏，不得它的热气。
Verse 7.The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心。耶和华的法度确定，能使于人有智慧。
The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼睛。
The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true; they are righteous altogether.
耶和华的道理纯净，存到永远。耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。
They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the dripping of the honeycomb.
都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下地的蜜甘甜。
Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward.
况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些便有大赏。
Who can discern his errors? Acquit me of hidden faults.
谁能知道自己的错事呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。
And keep back your servant from presumptuous sins.Let them not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, and I shall be acquitted of great transgression.
求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念。在你面前蒙悦了。
Let's turn to verse 7.
我们再看第七节。
The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul.
耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心。
This is the verse that I would like to share this morning.
这半节的经文乃是我们今天分享的重点。
Before we sharing, let's have a word of prayer before the Lord.
在我们分享之前，我们有一点点祷告。
Father God, you're gracious and merciful.
亲爱的天父，你是那样的怜悯和恩典。
Slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness and mercies.
你不轻易发怒，你的慈爱存到永远。
Father, we come to you with joyful heart, with thankful heart.
父啊，我们来到你的面前，带着一个感恩的心和喜乐的心。
Father, we come with a humble spirit.
所以我们也带着一个谦卑的灵。
We know that those who come to you hungry, they will be filled with your blessings.
因为我们深知道，当我们带着个饥渴慕义的心来到你的面前的时候，我们就能够蒙到你大大的。
Those who come to you full, filled with their arrogance, you send them away empty-handed.
而那些心中充满各样意念的来到你面前，就什么都得不到。
Father God, we pray that you create hungry spirit in us. Deliver us from familiarity. Create a clean heart in us. So that everyone here will be filled with your blessing.
以至于我们每一个在这儿的人都能够充满你来的祝福。
It will feel your presence today here.
并充满你的同在。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to share with you this verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul.
我愿意跟大家一起来分享这节经文，就是耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心。
Psalm 19 is about how precious God's word is.
诗篇第十九篇乃是讲到神的话语是何等的宝贵。
It says more precious than gold.
因为比极多的金金还宝贵。
We know throughout centuries, many people like to keep His word, God's word, with his their own life.
很多世纪以来。 神的百姓都把这句话深藏在自己的心里，做一个很宝贵的教导。
So, they risk their life to protect God's word.
以至于他们已经牺牲了自己的生命，乃是为了让神的话语能够保存下来。
So today, everyone we could have this Bible, Word of God, before us.
因此呢，今天我们才会有圣经这样一本书能够留给我们。
And Lord Jesus is the Word of the Lord.
那我们都知道。 主耶稣乃是神话语的表征。
And we all know from the history of God's people that God conveys His blessing through His word.
我们都知道借着历史的演变，神乃是借着他的话语来祝福人的。
So today I'd like to share this precious word of the Lord.
所以今天我愿意来分享关于神的话的宝贵之处。
I hope that every one of us today treasure God's word.
以至于我盼望着今天在座的每一个人
Treasure God's word more than gold that you have.
宝贵主的话，以至于我们甚至觉得超过我们的金钱。
Even today, your house is on fire.
即使今天可能我们那个房子正在烧着。
First, you want to get yourself to a safe place.
那可能我们想的是，我们赶快要去救。
One
more time.
First thing you want to do is that get yourself to the safe place.
那我们当然，如果房子着火的话，我们第一个要做的事情就是赶快到一个安全的避难的地方。
And if you still have time, you want to get your own Bible out of the fire.
而且在这个时候呢，你还要知道，你应该第一件要做的事情就把你的圣经拿着。
The Bible that you've been with for many many years.
因为这本圣经已经读了很多很多年了。
We know that you can buy a new Bible.
我们都知道。 你可能可以再去找一本新的圣经,
but you know that the Bible that with you for many many years, it has special feeling when you read it.
但是你知不知道，如果有一本圣经，你读了很多年很多年以后，这本圣经对你来说是非常宝贵的，因为里边有很多东西。
So God's word is more precious than the gold.
因为我们都知道，神的话语实在是比金银还宝贵。
Verse 7 tells us the law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul.
而第七节乃是讲到说，耶和华的律法是全备的，能使能苏醒人的心。The
law means, it means that it derived from to teach.
那这个律法哈，这个词的意思乃是讲到说一个教导。It
derived from the word to teach, to guide, and to point forward.
所以律法的意思乃是讲到说，它是要引导人。 要使人能够怎么样知道往前去的意思。
The law of the Lord teaches about God Himself.
因为神的律法乃是讲到说，要让我们明白神究竟是谁。
Let me ask you this question.
让我们来问大家一个问题。
If there is a God,
如果有一位神,
created this heavens and earth,
他创造了天地万物,
and created you and everything else, everyone in this world,
也造了你和所有世界上的人,
and created history, He's the Lord of the histories,
也是历史的掌管者。
Now, what is the most important thing in your life?
那么如果有这样一位神, 在你生命中什么东西是最重要的呢?
Is to know Him,
乃是要认识他,
to read His word, to seek Him out,
借着他的话语来寻找他,
and want to know that what he wants to learn.
而也要明白究竟他 的旨意是什么？
And this is the most important thing for us who believe in God.
这乃是我们相信神最最重要的一件事。
So if you believe in God, this is the most thing in your life.
如果你相信神的话，你就会知道这乃是你生命中最重要的一件事。
That you should know God.
乃是你一定要认识你的神。
So the Lord of the Lord revealed who God is.
所以耶和华的律法，神的律法乃是见证启示他究竟是谁。
And tell us how perfect our God is.
乃是要告诉我们，我们的神是多么的完全。
How holy is our God?
他是多么的圣洁。
What he likes, what he dislikes.
他喜欢什么样的事情，他又不喜悦什么的。
How he loves to bless each one of us.
他是如何的希望能够爱人、祝福人。
How he provides ways, means for us to receive blessing from him.
还是他是如何的愿意把所有的一些祝福都赐给我们。
Our brother spent many Sundays here to talk about how blessed we are. How can we become a happy person before the Lord?
我们弟兄在分析在前面的星期天主日的时候分享说，我们的主是如何要想要来祝福。
And God means every word of these messages.
那神是借着他的每一句话来祝福我们。
So the Lord of the Lord is perfect.
所以耶和华的律法乃是完全的一个律法。
We can talk about this God who created everything and include you and me.
因为他乃是讲到一位创造天地万物、创造所有人类的那位主宰。
So that's my first point. I'd like to share the put this verse through the prism.
那我所以今天要想分享的就是呢，要借着这些话语把我们带到现在。
Prism is the instrument that if you let the light through that triangle thing and you reflect, you make the light into the rainbow.
乃是要把我们今天要把神的话语放在一个零三角的棱镜里边，使我们实在是借着这个棱镜的透视，我们看到神的话语就像一个彩虹一样的显出来。
You know the light you see is like there's no color.
但我们今天常常所看到的光是白光，看不到颜色的。
But if put the light through the prism, then you see that the light actually has a beautiful color. It's called rainbow.
如果是借着三角的那个透视的棱镜，我们就可以看到这个光被分开出来不一样的颜色。
That you know that it's a yellow, it's a red, and it's a blue, and it's all different colors. I don't know how to name them.
我们就可以看到这个白色光变成了赤橙黄绿青蓝紫那个七个。
But if I see a rainbow, I know it's a rainbow.
当我们看到那个彩虹的时候，不管我们分辨不了所有的颜色，但是我们知道那就是彩虹。
So I like to put this words through that prism to see the colors, many colors of this words.
那么今天呢，我就想要把这句话啊放在这样一个三角的棱镜下面，让我们来看看里边所分出来的各样的美丽的颜色。
Why the word of the Lord is perfect and restoring our soul?
为什么神的话语是完全的？
Because first it's talk about a God.
那首先的就是因为他的话语乃是讲到一位神。
And as I just said, that if you believe in God, then that's the first most important thing you like to find out is about God Himself.
那么我们都知道，如果我们要相信神的话，最最重要的第一件事情就是要认识我们相信这位神是谁。
And once you find this God, and your heart will be set free.
当我们寻找到、认识到这位神的时候，我们的心就会得到一种完全的释放。
Your heart, your soul will be restored from the darkness, from the perplexity that you have, your question you ask about your life, the meaning of your life.
那么我们的灵魂就会从就是我们人生中的各样的迷失、各样的沮丧、各样的经历中被苏醒过来。
As you remember when I was in high school,
我还记得当我在高中的时候，
People told me that what makes a man? What makes a man different from the animals?
人们在讲到说人和动物究竟有什么样的不同点？
Or people give us a lot of different questions, answers to that question.
当然，就着这个问题，人和动物又之间有什么区别的时候，人们有各样的回答。
For me, the best answer is this.
那对我来说，我觉得最好的答案乃是
，A man, a person, will ask himself, herself these three questions in his lifetime.
每一个人在他的生命当中都会或多或少问这样的三个问题。
Where am I from?
我是从哪里来？
Why am I here?
为什么我在这里？
Where am I going?
我会到哪里去？
Where did I come from?
我们是从哪里来的呢？
Why am I living here?
为什么我会在这儿？
We want to find out the eternal purpose of our life.
这来借着这个问题来是要让我们知道我们人生的那个永恒的意义在哪里。
Maybe people ask this question different stage of their life.
尽管有的人是在不同的人生的不同阶段问这样一个问题。
Maybe you're right now too busy, forgot about this question.
也许你现在很忙，以至于你都忘去了问。
Or you're so busy that you just don't have time to ask this question to find the answer to that question anymore.
因为你现在可能太忙了，以至于你现在都不惜得去寻找这些问题的答案在哪里。
But that question makes you different from the animal that you see on the street.
但是乃是这样的几个问题使你和动物之间本质的不同。
Because in our heart, we long for God.
因为在我们内心的深处，我们在乃要寻找那位神。
We long for something eternal.
我们乃是要寻找一个永恒的价值。
And the Bible is perfect. The word of the Lord is perfect because it tells us about God Himself.
神的话语是全备的，因为它乃是启示给我们。这位神
I have a friend who became a Christian.
我有一位朋友，他后来成为基督徒。
And after he became Christian, and he was diagnosed having cancer.
我这个朋友，当他成为基督徒以后，他就发现到他得了癌症。
And what he was he went through a lot of painful experience.
那么因此得了这个病以后他经历了很痛苦的一些经历
I asked him that what do you do when you feel so painful when you are attacked by this cancerous cells
当他我就问他说当你在经历这个病痛的苦的痛苦的时候你在做什么
and he told me he said I'm reading the Bible
他说我在读圣经啊
I said well, how can you do that
我就问他你为什么能这样做呢 为什么你要这样做呢
He said I'm going home I'm going to Father's house God's house I'm going to eternity And I want to know who God is I want to feel welcome I want to know this person I want to go to
他这样回答说他说因为我实在想要知道我即将要去的那个地方 那位神他究竟是什么样的神因为我知道我将要和他见面了我需要更多的了解。
He want to feel right at home when he get that house, get to the eternity.
当我回到我的天家的时候，使我能够知道我已经回到我那个永远的家是什么样子。
Oh, you know, I one time that I spent two weeks in hospital.
我记得有一次我在医院里边住了两个星期的院。
That's the first semester that I came to this United States.
那乃是我刚刚到美国的第一个学期。
At the end of first semester, I was hospitalized.
在这个学期的末了的时候，我就住进医院去了。
I felt that I was about to die.
那个时候我感觉到好像我要快死了似的。
And then, when I get better,
那慢慢的我稍微有一点点的好转呢。
And I said to myself that I want to read the Bible. I want to know this God.
我那个时候就对自己说，我一定要读圣经。我需要知道这位神是谁。
Because I was spared this time, but I'm going to eventually meet God.
尽管这次我活过来了，但是最终有一天我总是要和他面对面的，要见他的面。
I want to feel at home in eternity.
所以说，我要预备好自己，使我将来有一天见他的面的时候，是感觉到是在家里面。
I don't want to be.Feeling like a stranger in eternity.
而不希望是将有一天我进到永恒里边的时候，我感觉到我在那是很陌生的。
And I don't want to get lost in eternity.
我不希望到那个地方的时候，甚至找不到自己的路在哪里。
Oh, once we know God, how joyful we are.
当我们真是认识神的时候，我们会发现说，我们的心是何等的喜悦。
From then on, my grade in school become always not higher, 20 points higher.
自从那个时候起，我的那个学校的成绩突然就变好了，甚至高过二三十分以上。
Because I think I was even before that, maybe I was still very smart, but he just don't have a heart. My heart was not set on study.
尽管在之前我觉得我这个人也蛮聪明的，不过自从我要想要认识神以后，我就发觉到实际上我的心更愿意去学习。
Gave me a focus in life.
使我的生命有了一个方向，有个定点。
Restored my soul.
使我的灵魂好像被苏醒过来一样。
So the reason why the Lord of the Lord is perfect because it talks about God.
所以我们这个要说为什么神耶和华的律法是全备的，乃是讲到这位神他是完全的。
And it is God who wrote these words in the Bible.
乃是这位神是这个圣经的作者。
You know, the Bible tells us that the prophecy was never from the word of man.
因为圣经告诉我们，这个圣经的启示都不是从人来的。
It is man of God spoke under the power of the Holy Spirit.
乃是人借着神的那个灵的大能而写下来的。
So God guided those writers to write exactly what God wants them to write.
所以神借着他的灵乃是要让那些圣经的作者写下来神要写的东西。
So that's why the word of the Lord is perfect.
所以我们相信说耶和华的话语是完全的。
A second point that I'd like to make.
那么第二点呢?
Why the word of the Lord is perfect?
为什么神的律法是全备的呢?
It's because the word of God, the Bible talk about the perfect love of God.
乃是神的话讲到神的一个完全的爱。
Bible tells us that we don't know what love is.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们人并不知道爱是什么。
Until one day we see how God loves us.
直到有一天我们发现到神的爱是什么的时候。
Our love only we love only those lovable.
因为我们都知道，我们只爱那些爱我们愿意爱的人。
We love those who love us.
我们爱那些爱我们的人。
But God loves sinners.
但是神爱的乃是罪人。
Bible tells us that in this God manifests His love to us.
借着神对罪人的爱，神曾经告诉我们。
He taught us that when we were yet sinners, the Christ died for us.
圣经告诉我们说，当我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣基督就为我们死。The
love is measured by how much you give.
爱乃是讲到说我们人有付出有多少，用我们所付出的多少来做一个量尺寸量度。You
love more, you give more.
因为你爱的越多，那么你所给出的就越多。
You love less, you hold on to yourself more.
那你爱的少呢，就意味着你把这些东西都更多的保留给自己。
Love is not about getting something.
我们讲爱的时候，并不是讲到我们能够得到多少。
Love is about giving.
爱，我们讲我们这儿讲爱的时候呢，是讲到我们要给出多少。
You see how perfect is the Lord.
我们都知道神在这方面是何等的全备完全。
How perfect is His love toward us?
他的爱是何等的完全，对我们来说。
If you have son,
如果我们有一个儿子，
and your only son,
然后如果说你只有一个唯一的儿子，
only begotten,
你只爱他一个，
you love him more than anyone else in the world,
而你爱他超过世上的一切东西，
are you willing to give him up for someone else?
那我想问你， 你愿不愿意把你这个儿子 为了别人，你把它放弃了。
The answer is obvious, no.
对我们来说，这个答案是何等的清楚，不可能。
The only God, the love, enabled him to do that.
因为只有神因着他的爱，他才可以做得出，他才会做。
God loves to the point that he gave his only begotten son.
神爱我们到了一个地步，爱我们这些罪人到一个地步，以至于他把他最心爱的儿子都给了我们。
He spared not his own son.
他连自己所独生的爱子，他也不愿意保留。
He revealed this love to us.
乃是借着这个爱，他启示给我们。
How many of us were stored because of this love?
因着神的这个爱，我们在座有多少的人，我们的灵魂被苏醒过来？
Because God's perfect love.
因为神这个完全的爱的缘故。
That's why Apostle John said this.
这就是为什么在使徒约翰这样说，
would not know what love is.
我们知道爱是什么吗？
But God gave his son for us.
乃是神把他的爱儿子赐给我们。
Christ laid down his life for us.
耶稣基督他把自己的生命放下了，放弃了，是为着我们。
So the Lord of the Lord is perfect because it reveals perfect love of God.
所以我们说耶和华的话是全备的，因为他乃是启示说神的那个完全的爱。
He gave himself, his only son, to us.
他把他那唯一的独生爱子赐给了我们。
When we were yet sinners,
当我们，而且是当我们还在是得罪他、犯罪得罪他的时候。
When we rebelled against him,
我们当在得罪他的时候，还是罪人的时候，他就把他儿子给了。
When we mock him,
我们在嘲笑我们这位神的时候。
How many of you mock the Lord?
我们想想看，我们在我们的过去，我们常常是多么的用言语来冲撞我们的神。
I did.
我是这样的。
Before I became Christian,
当我成为基督徒之前，我就是这样的嘲笑神。
Person I despise most are Christians.
我最瞧不起的，在我成为基督徒之前，我最瞧不起的就是基督徒。
But Lord did not count that as something that he didn't pay as I deserve.
那么神并没有看我自己所看的行为，他仍然用那个爱去爱我，虽然我不值得。
He didn't repay to me what I deserve.
虽然我不值得，他仍然爱我。
But instead, he gave his only son to me.
他并没有让我付出那个我嘲笑他那个代价，乃是把他的独生的爱子赐给了我。
This is the perfect love of God.
这乃就显明了神的爱的完全。
When I first time heard the gospel,
我当第一次听到福音的时候。
After that message, the only thing, two things I know.
那么，当听完那篇信息，还有两件事情，只有两件事情我记得。
That Jesus loves me.
就是耶稣爱我。
That he died for me.
他为我竟然死了。
And he restored my soul.
因着这个的缘故，我的灵魂就一下被苏醒了。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
That's why the Lord of the Lord is perfect.
我们都知道，这就是为什么耶和华的话是全备的。
A third point I like to make.
那么我要讲的第三点是什么呢？
Why the Lord of the Lord is perfect?
为什么神是完全的？
Because it reveals the perfect righteousness of God.
乃是把神的那个完全的公义彰显出来。
How righteous is our God?
我们知道我们的神是多么的公义吗？
We cannot imagine the righteousness of God because we are all sinners.
我对我们这些罪人来说，我们是不可能想象说神的那个完全的公义究竟是什么样子。
I think only one day when we all stand before God's judgment throne.
也许只有当有一天我们每一个人都来到神那个审判的台前，我们才明白。
God will reveal the things we did in secret.
神会把我们一生所做的那些隐藏的事情全部显出来。
God will reveal the secret things in our heart.
神会把我们心中所想的一切事情都显出来。
And our conscience will be awakened to accuse us.
而我们的良心就会被重新接近干净，苏醒过来，那良心会责备我们的。
But until that day, then I'd like to use this example.
除到了那天的话，我们就会明白。我想在这儿，我想跟大家举一个例子。
How righteous a judge can be?
我们来想象地上一个法官，那么他的那个法律的公义到一个什么程度呢？
We say this judge is righteous.
我们都知道法官应该是个公义的。
Never receive bribe.
公正的，他不应该接受贿赂。
Now what is the acid test for the judge?
那么如果要证明这一点，我们怎么样用一个很严格的试验来看看这个法官究竟是不是这样的。
That his righteousness is absolute.
那么他的正直是能够证明他的正直是绝对的呢。
And if we have this law,
如果有这样一个律法，
is that if that cross this line, the people will die.
如果是人和人违反了这个律法，假想有这样一个律法，如果任何人违反了这个律法，那么就必须是判死刑。
And one day.
那么有一天呢，
Someone was caught crossing that line.
有一个人被抓住了，因为他违反了这个律法。
And brought to the judge.
那么被带到这位法官的面前。
And just look at this person who committed the sin of death.
那当这位法官注视这个犯这个律法犯罪的这个人的时候
，It was his son.
竟然他发现是他的儿子。
How can you do about it?
那么这法官会怎么样做呢
？This is a most severe test for that judge's righteousness.
对一个法官他的公正性来说，当如果面临到这样的情景，对他来说是最严峻的考验。
We understand him if he find any other excuses to let his son go. We understand. We sympathize with the judge.
如果这位法官借着各样的借口让他的儿子免于死罪的话，可能我们会觉得蛮同情他的，确实他。
We will not criticize him much.
我们也许在这个时候觉得对他的批评不够，没必要这么严格。
But he compromised his righteousness if he do that.
但是他如果他这样做的话，那么他实在出来就是不是一个公正的法官。
But our God, what he did to his son.
但是我们知不知道我们的神对他独生的爱子是怎么样做的
？When Lord Jesus took upon Himself, all the sins of the world.
当我们的主耶稣把世人所有的罪孽都全部背在他的身上的时候
，The wages of sin is death.
我们都知道，在神的面前，罪的工价乃是死。
And his son had to die.
所以那个时候，他的儿子必定要死。
And Jesus died on the cross for you and me.
这就是为什么主耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪而死的缘故。
He didn't commit the sin, but he took upon himself the punishment of sin for us.
尽管他本人并没有犯任何的罪，他乃是把我们人类所有的罪背在他的身上。
Bible tells us that God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf.
圣经这样告诉我们，他使我们的神使无罪的成为有罪，代替我们死。
So that we may become the righteousness of God.
使我们可以在神的面前成为一个公义的人。
So the righteous God we see on His Son on the cross, God's righteousness is perfect.
借着神的儿子耶稣基督在十字架上的那一个死，我们认识到神的公义究竟是什么。
That His Son, because He bear our sins upon Himself, that He had to die.
因为他的儿子既然把全人类的罪都放在他的身上，所以他的结局必定是要死。
But he didn't die for himself, he died for you and me.
他死不是为着他自己死，乃是为着我们而死，
so,
为我们的罪而死。
The righteousness has other side.
我们都知道，讲到公义的时候，还有另外的一面。
Because God is righteous,
因为神是公义的
，He cannot ask us to pay our debts again.
乃是神既然是公义的，所以神就不能够再让我们为我们的罪而死。
Let's use an illustration.
让我们来举个例子。
Today, you drive on the way.
今天我们在路上开车。
And you hit a car.
我们撞了一个车。
Park on the side.
因为这个车是停在路边上的，它并没有动。
And you look around.
那你看了看周围。
Nobody was watching.
没有人看见
，so you drove away.
所以你就悄悄地开走了。
Now let me ask you this.
让我来问问大家。
At the night you went to bed.
或者晚上那天晚上你就躺在床上快睡觉要睡觉。
Someone you heard a knock on your door. Someone 咚咚咚咚 knock your door.
有一个人这个时候就来敲你的门。
How do you feel?
那个时候你是不是有心虚的感觉？
You feel like maybe this is the one that the owner will come after you.
可能是不是那个你撞车的那个主人来要找你赔了
？Maybe policeman there, you know, people brought the policeman there to get you.
而且可能还带这个警察来的。
Because you don't have peace in your heart.
因为你犯了这个罪，你逃跑了，但是你的心里不会有平安的。
You act unrighteously.
因为你所做的事情并不是很公很合乎你的良心。
But let's say that you hit the car on the side.
那么再反过来看，假如换一个环境来看，假如说你碰了这个车
，and you sought out the owner.
那你找到了这个主人
，and paid everything that the damage that you made. And order sign off, audit the payment that you paid.
而那个车主呢, 也签了字,
and at night, you're not afraid of anybody knocking your door.
那么那天晚上你睡觉的时候,你会害怕有人敲你的门,
because you know, based on righteousness, nobody can ask you to pay that second time.
因为从公正性来讲, 因为你已经付了这个赎价，付了这个那个赔偿赏金了，所以没有人再有资格来叫你再赔第二次。
So Lord Jesus died for us, paid the sin debt for us.
因着这个缘故，我们想一下，我们的主耶稣已经在十字架上为我们的罪而死了。
No one can accuse us anymore.
没有一个人再可以来指责我们所犯的。
Our conscience now is clean.
我们的良心也变成清洁了，他不会再责备我们。
Whenever someone accuses us, like a devil, like to accuse us.
不管是谁,就是连那个撒旦,那个仇敌,他要想再次来责备我们的罪的时候,
we can look to Jesus.
我们可以注目在我们的主耶稣的身上,
that he died for us.
我们说,因为他弃了我的罪而死,
and God is righteous.
神又是公义的,
Bible tells us that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and righteous. He'll forgive our sins. So forgive our sins.
圣经这样告诉我们说, 如果我们来到神的面前, 我们认我们的罪, 他就赦免我们的罪。
Because God must forgive our sins.
那么圣经又说, 神就必定要赦免我们的罪。
Because if he will not forget our sins, then you will put God as unrighteous.
因为神在这儿没有, 神在这儿, 他必须要赦免我们的罪, 因为 因为他已经成为公义，因为已经公义了我们。
If I owe Brother Young $10,
如果比如说我欠那个杨弟兄10块钱,
and I'm broke, I cannot pay him back.
而我自己已经破产了，我银行一点钱都没有。
And Brother Liu paid for me.
然后刘弟兄就付了这10块钱给他。
And Brother Young cannot ask me to pay back again.
那么杨弟兄不会再来找我说你还要付我10块钱，对不对？
Based on righteousness, he cannot ask me to pay.
因为从公义公正来讲的时候，他不可能再要让我付这个钱。
If he forced me to pay again,
如果他强迫我要付这个再付这10块钱呢？
He's unrighteous.
而他就变得不公义了。
If I owe him money and I don't pay back, then it's my unrighteousness.
因为在之前我欠他十块钱，我没有付他之前，我要不想付他的话，对我来说是我不公义。
But my friend paid for me.
但我的朋友当把这个钱付清了。
So dear brothers and sisters, righteousness is our protection.
So 我们在这儿亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你们看见没有？公义，神的那个公义乃是我们的一个保护。
I used to think righteousness of God always try to punish us.
因为我们只想到公义的一方面，就是公义就意味着要审判，要惩罚。
But righteousness of God for all believers actually protect us.
而其实对我们相信的人来说，而神的公义 却成了我们的一个保护,
and you bring peace in our heart, in our conscience.
因着这个缘故,
some of you may not believe in the Lord yet.
我们都知道在座可能还有些不认识神的朋友。
The most often excuse that I heard from non-believers are,
那么对于还没有信主的人来说, 他最常说的一个 一件不满的事情就是,
I've acted all my life based on my conscience.
因为他们会常说, 我这一生, 我做的事情都是凭良心而做的,
I don't need God. I don't need salvation. I don't need God.
所以我觉得我并不需要神, 我不需要他的救恩。
That's because our conscience is asleep.
其实认真的说来, 乃是因为我们的良心在那个时候, 好像就在睡觉一样。
But one day you will be awakened.
但是将来有一天, 你的良心 会被苏醒过来,
we have to answer to God.
那个时候我们和神面对面,
and God provided us the perfect righteousness.
神已经把那个完全的公义已经赐给了我们。
His Son has died for us.
也就是他的儿子替我们的罪死了。
And on the cross we see God's righteousness, perfect righteousness has been met.
我们都看到在十字架上, 神的那个完全的公义 就得以成就了。
So I urge brothers and sisters and friends to understand God's perfect righteousness.
所以我真是巴不得弟兄姊妹朋友们，我们应该真实的明白神的那个完全的公义是什么意思。
So we can have a peace, our soul can be restored to the Lord.
借着这个公义，我们的灵魂，我们的良心被苏醒过来，然后我们会发觉到我们得到一个平安，因着神的公义。
Another point I'd like to make for why the Lord of the Lord is perfect, restoring the Lord.
还有一点我要想要分享的，就是为什么神的话，神的律法是完全的。
It's because it reveals God's perfect knowledge and wisdom.
那就是讲到说神的知识是完全的。
You know, one thing that relieved me, gave me a great peace is that God knows everything about myself.
有一天我发觉到，我为什么我心里会有平安呢？乃是因为我发觉到我所认识的位神，他知道一切的事情。
I can never surprise God for what I did.
不管我做什么事情，神都不会大吃一惊的。
I can never surprise God for what I will do.
我也不会让我的神感到很吃惊，因为我做的一些事情让他吃惊。
But God knows me before I was even born.
因为神在还我没有出生之前，他就对我的一切都清清楚楚了。
He created heaven and earth.
你想想看，他创造了宇宙万物。
He created me.
他创造了我。
He even know that 3 years later that what I'm going to do.
他甚至知道说在三年以后几年以后我会做什么事情。
Maybe I will be surprised for what I will do then.
也许我自己反而对我将来要做的事情我会很吃惊。
But God will never be surprised.
但是神知道一切。
And the perfect knowledge of God restores our soul.
神的完全的知识可以帮助我们的灵魂也苏醒过来。
Do you remember that the Job?
我们知不知道圣经里边的那个约伯？
Job was in great pain. He was wrongfully accused of things that he didn't do.
那么约伯在圣经里边讲到说，他为他并没有做的事情而却受到很大的折磨和痛苦。
He lost his family, he lost all his properties, all his wealth in one day.
他在一天的时间之内，他丧失了他家里的所有的儿女，也丧失了他的所有财产。
So he asked God why.
那么那个时候他实在不明白，他问神说：“为什么会这样发生在我身上？”
He liked to debate with God. Debate his innocence.
他在神的面前，他要想讨回个公道，他要想跟神辩称说他是无辜的。
God did not answer any of his questions.
但是神竟然对他的言语没有一句回答。
Instead, God showed him God's perfect knowledge in his creation.
神乃是向他显现说他所创造的一切是何等的了如指掌。
God said, When I laid the foundation of this earth, where are you, Job?
神对约伯说，我在立大地的根基的时候，你在哪里，知道吗？
When I put the power in this big animal, this big monster, where are you, Job?
我创造那些极大的那些很强壮的那些动物的时候，我在创造各样的动物的时候，你在哪里？
When I create sun and moon and stars and put them in the skies, where are you, Job?
我创造太阳月亮，把它们悬浮在空中的时候，你在哪里？你知道吗？
God is showing him the perfect knowledge that God has for all His creation.
神乃是告诉约伯说，神他对他所创造的一切他是如何的了解的时候，
God has perfect knowledge about his creation and about Job.
神乃是要告诉他，神知道一切的事情，甚至包括约伯你所经历的所有的事情都是在神的手中。
God told him that, Job, I know you through and through.
神说，我对你从里往外我把你了解的透透彻彻的。
I know you.
因为我实在是知道，
I know what you're going through now.
我也明白你现在正经历的是什么事。
I know how you feel.
我也知道你现在心里正在想什么。
I know every atom in your body.
我知道你生命的每一个原子分子都清清楚。
I know what people accuse you about.
我也知道别的人怎么样责备你。
I know they are wrong.
我也知道他们都说你的不是是不对的。
God is telling Job, I know.
神乃是告诉他，你所发生的一切的事情我都知道。
That knowledge, perfect knowledge of Job from God, restore Job from that darkness.
因着神向约伯所显的那个完全的知识，把约伯从那个黑暗之中被带了出来。
If you don't approach that from that angle, you don't quite understand what Job is.
如果我们不是从这个角度来看的话，我们不会明白约伯的表现是什么。
Why God seems did not answer all his questions, and in the end, Job says.Before I heard about you, now I see you.
尽管神并没有直接的回答约伯的那些问题，但是因着神这样向他显示出来的完全的知识，约伯的答案是什么？知道吗
？Job was restored because God revealed His perfect knowledge about Job.
约伯的灵魂就完全的苏醒了过来，因为他认识了他这位神他的完全的知识的完全的。
I give it a personal experience, not my personal experience, but a friend of mine, a Christian.
我想给大家一个，就是一个我认识的一个基督徒他个人的经历。
When we graduated from school,
当我们一起从学校里边毕业的时候，
It was recession. It was an economic recession.
那个时候正好是经济大萧条的时候。
It was very hard to find a job.
那个时候要想找一个工作非常难的。
For citizens, not let alone the foreign students.
就连那些美国的公民他们找工作都很困难何况我们这些外国人呢
So this brother in the Lord of mine tried maybe send out hundreds of resumes and try some interviews and get all turned down so he got very depressed
那 我这位主内的弟兄呢他发出了上百封的那个申请工作的那个简历个人简历了结果他一直都没得到回应他现在变得非常那个忧伤
And then one day, he went out for another interview.
有一天呢，他得到一个面试的机会。
And in that interview, and he turned on the radio, and there was a song. It's about "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus."
那么在那天他去这个面试的时候呢，他把他收音机打开，那么他听到一首就音乐就有一首由收音机里面就唱出一首诗歌，叫做。当转眼仰望主耶稣
And on the way back from interview She turned on the radio again The same station played this music twice Again she heard that same song The Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus
那么当他那个面试完以后他又回到自己的车上他又打开自己的那个收音机竟然通掉的是同一首诗歌就是当转眼仰望耶稣
And then he got home andHe started reading the Bible.
那么从那个时候起，他回到家里，他就开始看圣经。
And when he read the daily portion that he had, it's Revelation.
那么那天他在看圣经的时候，就看到他每天要看的那个就是启示录。
In the first few chapters, he see the word "I know." Lord Jesus said, "I know, I know, I know." All of a sudden, it seems to him that God telling him, "I know all you're going through now. I know."Don't worry, I know.
那么他所看到的就是主说我知道我知道我知道这一切所以他能够感觉到他正在所经历的一些事情实际上神都知道的
Knowing that God knows every single moment that we are going through is a great comfort.
知不知道如果我们知道神明白神知道我们所经历的每一件事情每一个细节对我们的心来说是何等大的安慰
It restored our soul from depression
我们的灵魂真是就可以从这个忧虑中就被苏醒
So the Lord of the Lord is perfect because he has this perfect knowledge of us
所以我们说耶和华的话是全备的乃是因为他的知识是全备的
He can restore our soul
因着他的全备的知识我们的灵魂就可以苏醒。
Many times that we suffer because we think that nobody understands us.
因为常常我们在困苦之中的时候，我们忧虑之中的时候，我们为什么忧郁？是因为我们觉得没有人明白我们所经历的事情。
Yes, nobody else can understand you.
真是的。
Except the Lord Jesus.
是的，没有一个人能够明白你正在所经历的事情，但是我们的主知道。
Oftentimes we don't know what to say about brothers and sisters who are in suffering.
我们实在是不知道有时候我们要安慰一些在苦难中的弟兄姊妹的时候真是不知道该说什么
Only thing we can do is pray to the Lord Lord you know what he's going through Lord you comfort her you comfort him
所以我们那个时候真是只能说的就是说，主啊，就像主祷告说，主啊，只有你知道，只有你能够给他带来安慰。
So the law of the Lord is perfect.
我们都知道，我们要相信神的话是全备的，
restoring the soul.
他能够 使人的心被苏醒过
来。 Another point why the law of the Lord is perfect is this.
那么还有一点，为什么神的话是全备的呢？
It reveals the perfect power of the Lord.
乃是启示说神的那个大能是完全的。
God is Almighty God.
我们的神是一个全能的主宰。
With man, this is impossible.
你在人不能做的事。
Whenever we encounter the problems in our life,
无论是我们在我们的生命中，我们经历何等大的困难。
Encounter the problem in the church.
或者在教会里边你经历什么样的难处，
With man this is impossible to resolve.
你会觉得说这样的难处对人来说根本没办法解决。
But with God everything is possible.
但是我们要相信神，对于神来说什么事情都可以。
The Ephesians this chapter 1 has a very precious verb that helped me great deal throughout the years.
在以弗所书有一句经文在多年来一直成为我一个我的一个鼓励。
It tells us what kind of power God has in us now working in us right now.
他这些经文乃是告诉我们说，神在我们内心深处所施展的那个大能是何等的大，何等的浩大。
It is part of Paul's prayer for you and me.
这些经文乃是来自于使徒保罗对我们这些信徒的一个祷告。
He says that we may.Understand what is the surpassing greatness of His power in us, toward us who believe.
他祷告的说，他祷告中乃是说到说，巴不得我们能够知道神在我们这些信他的人的身上所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And this power, God used the same power to raise Jesus up from the dead.
就是这同一个的能力，神。让那死在十字架上的耶稣从死里复活了过来。
And the same power God used to set Jesus up in heaven.
也是同一个能力，神把复活的主耶稣基督把他放那个升到高天。
Now this same power now working you in your heart, in my heart.
知不知道
In your life and in my life.
知不知道就是这同一个能力在你的心里，在我的心里，每天来带领我们的生活。
And so, brothers and sisters, this power, rely on God's power, not your own, restores our soul.
这个能力是神的能力，不是我们个人的能力。因着这个能力，使我们的灵魂被苏醒过来。
Many times we have problem with brothers and sisters, or the problem that we face at home or in work, because we try to resolve things without our own power and wisdom.
我们常常在我们的生活中、工作中、在教会里面，我们常常想要借助我们个人的能力来去解决一些人与人之间的冲突或者难处。
And the best way you get is to run away from the problem.
最好的办法在这个时候应该是要逃避这个问题的表面。
Because you use your own power, your power exhausted, and they just run away.
从这个问题的表面逃离，因为那个时候我们常常想要用我们个人的能力去解决这个问题。
But God's power is different.
但是神的能力却是不同的。
God's power with God all things are possible.
因为在神凡事都能。
I think the most difficult thing that I encounter is that when the brother and sister have a problem with each other.
那么我知道我们对在教会里边的时候我们弟兄姊妹所要碰到的最大的一个难处就是当弟兄姊妹之间有一些冲突的时候。
I have in my own experience.
在我个人的生命中，我就有这样的经历。
The first few years I became Christian.
那这是在我刚刚成为基督徒的前的几最初几年。
I had this problem with a brother.
我跟一个弟兄有很大的冲突。
Whenever we have a fellowship, we all enjoy the conversation, and if this brother is there, suddenly that my flow somehow.Shrunk.
那么我在教会里的时候，我常常会非常喜欢在一起敬拜，跟弟兄姊妹在一起。如果这个弟兄不在的时候， 一旦这个弟兄在中间的话，他就好像是一个刺，刺在我的喉咙里边似的。
And you know, I talk very unnaturally. I try to say hi because I know that Jesus says you have to love one another sincerely.
我对跟他面对面的时候，我尽量是装着一副笑脸，因为圣经这样告诉我们说，我们应该真诚的去爱每一个弟兄姊妹。
But whenever this father's there present.
但是每次我跟他面对面在一起的时候。
Somehow it just doesn't work. My, you know, I act very awkwardly and say something. I think people say that my tone and pitch changed. I couldn't help it.
那么每次和他面对面的时候，不知道为什么我的表现，我的那个举止行为就不变得很不自然，甚至说话的声音都变得好像有点怪怪的。
Muscle on my face like become very rigid. It's hard to move.
有时候
if I want to smile, it's like it's fake.
有时候脸上的肌肉都很不自然，笑起来就一看就知道是假笑。
It's been like this for almost a year.
而且是这样，而且这跟他在一起的这样一段时间，不是一天两天，是一年左右的时间。
And whenever I read Bible, actually I read it every day. Whenever I think about the Lord, which I do every day, that I was reminded that I have to love that brother from my heart.
知道吗？那个时候我每天都在读圣经，每次读圣经的时候。好像神的话语就在告诉我，让我要爱这位弟兄。
Every time I come to the meeting, God reminded me of this verse: love one another.
那么每次来到聚会的时候，神就会借着他的话语说，你们要彼此相爱，来不断的提醒我。
So I have to give up.
最后我不得不放弃，因为我装不出来。
I said to the Lord.
我对神说
，Lord.You know that I like to follow this command.
我说主啊，你知道我尽管我多么愿意来顺服这条命令，要彼此相爱。
I said I can't.
但是我做不出来的。
I try.
我已经试了。
I cannot control my throat, my voice. I cannot control.
因为我实在是不能够控制我自己面部的表情，不能控制我讲话的那个声音。
I tried, Lord.
我试过。
You know my heart.
你知道我的心想要试。
Lord.You do it.
神啊，我实在做不到，求你来帮助我。
I'm here. You do it.
我是人在这里，但求你来做好不好
？You have a perfect way.
因为你有完全的方法。
I can't do it myself.
对我来说，我实在是做不到。
And one day, this winter break.
那有一次到了那个冬天啊，放假那个冬天暑假的寒假的时候。
So I pray about it actually every day as the Lord reminds me.
这段时间我每一天都跟神祷告，求神来提醒神。
And the winter day, Brother Yudafei, you know that he take care of all these college students. He said, you know, this is a good retreat, students, for all from all the universities. There's a winter retreat. Let's go there. We're gonna benefit from the word of God. And we say yes. And then we have.You know, he drives and he has invited four of us.
Okay, 那么那个那个就是寒假的时候呢，有一个弟兄叫李大飞，那么那个时候他是负责这个青少年工作的，那他就对我说，他说现在暑假期间有一个退休会，非常好的，你们愿不愿意去？他就邀请了有四个的弟兄，一起去，李大飞弟兄开车。我一起去参加退休会。
Then I realized that that brother is one of four.
那么在那个，我后来在突然看到了，原来在他邀请的四个弟兄中，有一个就是我，爱不来的那个弟兄。
And I start to pray very earnestly.
那个时候你知道吗？我就迫切的在神的面前祷告。
I said, Lord, how can I spend this?2 hours, 3 hours. This is in a circus, so it's like a 5 hour drive almost. How can I spend 5 hours with this brother in the car?
我那个时候跟神祷告说，神啊，我怎么可能在这个车程大概要到 Syracuse， 在纽约，要开两三个小时？他说我怎么可能和这个人面对面在车上这么小的空间待上两三个小时
？How can I spend with this brother in the dorm because they assigned us?People from the same college in the same you know, place, they say small. How can I spend this whole winter break, whole retreat with this brother in a room?
不光是如此，而且我跟神祷告说， 而且这个退休会的不光是车程的两三个小时，而且那个退休会好几天的时间，按照那个那边的那个分配房子的方法，是同一个学校来的人是要住在同一个房间里边的，几天时间相处面对面，
so、
我怎么办呢
？Well, if I use my power my own way, I would quit, right? I would say, you know, I'm not going to go. I give a nice excuse. I always can come up with a good excuse and not go.
知道吗？如果是那个时候，很容易就放弃了，那就可以不去了。当然，我觉得我自己完全可以找到很多理由说啊，这次我不想去。
But this is what God at the time for me is that I just keep praying, so, Lord. If you don't help me, then all this winter that we trail, you know, I don't know if I can get anything from that.
那我跟神实在是迫切的祷告说，神啊，如果是你不帮助我的话。我不知道这个退休会我会怎么过过来，我还有什么可以，我可能什么都得不着。
And I know that God asked me again, still love that brother.
那个时候，我清楚的知道神对我说，你要爱那位弟兄。
And the moment that we met in the car,
知不知道当我和他就在车里边相见的时候，就要进到那个车里边去开走的时候，出发前
，the miracle happened.
一个神迹在我们中间。
It's not a miracle outside, but it's in our heart.
我说的神迹不是指外表的神迹，而是在我们内心深处。
All of a sudden, there's a bond between us.
突然之间，我和那个弟兄之间就突然产生一种那个一个连接。
The bond that is stronger than we had this problem before.
而这个连接超过了我们过去我们的那些问题。克服了所有我们的问题，烟消云散。
And we spend that retreat together wonderfully to enjoy God's grace.
我们在一起相处是何等的美妙，享受着神来的那个莫大的恩典。
All of a sudden, that the awkwardness is gone, the problem is gone. It's only love of Christ filled our hearts.
所有我们过去那些争执、那些问题烟消云散，剩下的就是我们彼此之间那种相爱。
Stronger than we had a problem before.
超过过去一切的问题。
And God is powerful. God, that resurrection power in us.
神实在是大有能力的，那个大能就是使从主耶稣复活的同一个大能。
So I believe that the problem that we have we face at home, at work, in the church.
所以我深信，无论我们所面对的问题，不管是在家里、在教会或者在工作上，都
If you believe in God,
如果我们相信神的话
，believe in what He said that He had this power now working in our life，
相信他所说的一切话，相信他在我们里面的能力的浩大
，then God's power will work in our life。
神的能力就会在我们中，在我们的生命中被彰显了出来
，restore our soul，
就会使我们的灵魂再次苏醒过来。
That's why the Lord of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul。
这就是今天我们为什么讲说神的话语、神的律法是完全的。
Many times that when I have a problem, I always come to the Lord。
每一次当我遇到问题、难处的时候，我就来到神的面前。
I said with man.It is impossible.
我就对神说，神啊，在人不能。
But with you, all things are possible.
但是在于你，凡事都可以，都能。
This is the promise of God, and God has power, perfect power to fulfill His promise.
这是神对我们每一个人的应许，神的大能可以保证在我们身上的这个应许能够成就。
There are two more points, but I think time is up, so I'll have to end this.
还有两点我本来想要分享，我想因为时间的缘故就下次。
May the Holy Spirit continue to speak in our heart.
但愿神的灵在我们心中继续对我们每一个人讲话。
And give a faith to really hold on to God's word.
使我们有一个信心能够紧紧地抓住神的话。
Because in the book of Hebrew, they're saying the people listen to messages over and over, over again, but to no benefit.
希伯来书这样告诉我们说，很多人把神的话听了一遍又一遍，但是他们没有信心去调和，所以他得不到好益处。
Because they don't have faith to mix with their message.
因为他没有信心去调和神的话，因此这个缘故他得不到益处的。
So our prayer is that we may have this faith in us to get hold of our Lord and His word.
巴不得我们每一个人都这样的祷告，借着我们的信心，我们相信神的话语。
And so that God's power will work in us to His glory.
因着这个信心，神的大能就可以在我们的心里的深处往外工作出来。
Through the word of the Lord, that our souls will be restored.
借着神的话语，我们的灵魂苏醒，苏醒我们的人心。
Let's all have a word of prayer.
让我们低头有点祷告。
Father God, as you come in our midst,
天父，我们来到你的面前。
We pray that you'll touch the heart of everyone here.
我们祈求你来对我们每一个人的心讲话。
Open the eyes of our heart.
开启我们心中的眼睛。
That we can truly know the Lord.
使我们能够真正的知道主。
And that we can see the beauty of the Lord.
我们可以看到主的那荣美。
And He draws us with His own glory and excellence.
他实在是借着他的大能和生命的大能来启示我们。
Give us a heart so that He can abide in us.
给我们一个心，使我们可以和他连结。
And give us a desire to treasure Your Word above all that we have.
给我们一个渴慕的心，我们可以宝贵你的话。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.